So the first question is kind of a multi-part question, but you should feel free to respond to whichever parts are particularly passionate issues for you. We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. Broccoli, of course, is one of the most well-known, but we also have support for hills with vigorous pro-hill and anti-hill lobbyists.
Down with hills.
There is always the question of robot rights, whether robots should in fact be treated as humans, or whether perhaps they should be treated as something more than humans. Whether we should raise an army to fight the robot army or swear our allegiance to them. Meat has come up repeatedly. Recently, we've had discussion of mutant cats. Are you for or against them? Pajamas, what is your response? And of course, Godzilla is always a hot topic. With that wordy and seemingly incoherent question, I'll turn things over to Senator Lotek. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period if anyone wants to use it after everyone has answered the question.
Sorry, can someone else take this first?
Yeah, if you'd like. Lincoln, would you be willing to step in?
Sure.
Go for it.
The question was about broccoli, robot rights. Okay, I got it. Broccoli, my stance is you gotta bend your knees when you walk on it because it's really tricky and shifts a lot. It's like little trees, really. So you gotta keep a low center of gravity when it comes to broccoli. I'm obviously down with hills. Hills are the blow, especially if you bike for a living. Robots should definitely have rights, but not enough that they can take over the world. I have a concern with them taking over the world, just so you know. I have no policy and no idea, and I have no response to Godzilla. I don't know if there's anything. Was there any other questions in there?
That's pretty much it. Although, if there are any other topics in the same vein that you would like to address that I've left out, you're welcome to pick them up.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, Lotek, are you ready to join us or
Sure.
go for it?
All right. I think it's no secret. I do not support broccoli. It needs to be wiped off the face of the planet. Hills, I think I like hills. Hills, you can roll marbles down hills, you can roll shopping carts down hills, tires. Hills are useful. As far as Godzilla, I have no position on Godzilla. Right, next.
Okay, thank you, Senator Lotek. Senator Spider, where do you stand on the important issues?
Well, I guess I'd fully first like to respond to the issue of broccoli, that I fully support everyone's individual right to eat broccoli or not eat broccoli. I think it's important to maintain individual liberties, even for things we might not agree with. That said, I don't want to weasel out of giving a direct answer to the question. I personally enjoy broccoli. I think if you bake it with olive oil, garlic, a little salt and pepper, it comes out crisp and delicious, nutritious and healthy, quite tasty. But that said, again, I don't feel any need to impose my view on others, that broccoli is not for everyone, and people have the right to make their own choices. I stand by that position. I feel similarly on hills, that I am a big supporter of rights for sentient robots, that I believe that the biological versus silicon origin of thought is not a good basis for discrimination, that I think our fear of robots should not keep us from addressing their basic rights. That as they become a larger part of our lives, we need to respect them as equals in order to move forward into the future together. And that if there is a need to prevent them from taking over the world, that those same constraints must be in place to keep humans from taking over the world. That discriminating against them purely on the basis of their constructed nature or the origin of their thought is, in my opinion, unethical. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Pixie, where do you stand on the issues that matter?
The issues that matter. Okay. Well, Let's see. First, regarding broccoli, I agree with Spider that each person has their individual right to choose whether or not they eat broccoli. I personally only choose to eat broccoli if it is cooked a little bit, but not too much, and or has delicious, amazing salad dressing on it. But under most circumstances, I would say that I'm pretty definitively anti-broccoli, although it can be very good in twice-baked potatoes. For hills, I believe that hills provide variety for the world. I think that even I support things such as cliffs, which, though some people may see these as dangerous objects, I believe that they make the world a much more beautiful and versatile place, which is a very important thing, and I think something that we really can think about and support on SF-Zero. As for robots, I do believe robots should have rights. I also believe that there should be some institutions in place to make sure that robots are getting the proper amount of love that they require, because most of the problems that I've heard of with robot revolutions and taking over the world happens when robots are mistreated. And so I think that if we, you know, start a Hug a Robot campaign, that this could potentially lead to some really good things for, like, robot-human relations, and that maybe we can live together in harmony and it can all work out. I actually just am an overall supporter of hugging in general. Are there any other issues you'd like me to address? Oh, and I totally support cats in whatever form they happen to come.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. Now we'll turn things over to Dark Aardvark. Dark Aardvark, you've been around for a bit, and you've seen these issues come and go. Which ones do you care about?
Certainly. I've confronted some of these issues in the past. I'm on the record as being anti-broccoli, but I would like to state that that does not mean that I'm anti-vegetable. As broccoli substitutes, I would like to propose fresh spinach, chard, carrots. They're all great, but broccoli, I will not cross that line, sir. On the topic of hills, I would like to say that I believe, rather, it's not even my beliefs. We know for a fact that hills are just a theory. Hills aren't something that the so-called experts have ever truly proved definitively. If you ask a scientist, science doesn't even have an explanation for why hills happen. Myself, I'm in favor of the teaching of intelligent topography. As for robots, my campaign itself was predicated on the coaching of a young robot named Autobot to sentience, and by the end of the campaign, he was able to successfully pass a Turing test against Tusser, aka Doc Harmon, which was moderated by Charlie Fish. So yes, I am strongly in favor of robots, what be they sentient or non-sentient, and I am in favor of the granting or upgrading of robots to sentient wherever possible.
Okay, thank you, Senator Dark Aardvark. I've got quite a range of opinions here, vigorously pro-robot, moderately pro-robot, anti-robot perhaps. Senator Babe, where do you stand on these important issues?
Okay, concerning the broccoli, I did not, before I played SF-Zero, I did not really think about broccoli as that it could be something disgusting. And then actually, after hearing these concerns about broccoli, I kind of thought about it, and then I can totally understand people that they don't like broccoli, because if it gets cooked too softly, it's really disgusting. It also gets smelly then. And so I kind of, since playing SF-Zero, I'm a little bit more picky with broccoli now, but if it's fresh and like just cooked a little bit, I still like it. And also I think one has to mention that it looks really like cute little trees. So it's a really pretty vegetable. That's a broccoli, yeah. And concerning the hills, I didn't think about that before either, but actually I'm pro bicycle, so then naturally I'm against hills. So I would say down with hills. And repatriation, I don't know what it means. What is this question? Who was asking these questions? Eucalyptus tree repatriation?
Ah, yes. So that's something that came up in somebody's campaign a while back. So there are these invasive imported trees that are present in California and a couple of other places that are native to Australia that are being cut down and exterminated in the national parks around here. So the question is whether you support a right of return for eucalyptus trees.
Yeah, I want to get a little bit more information about it first. Maybe next debate I'm going to comment on that one. Okay, pajamas. I'm against pajamas. That's easy to answer. Yeah, that's basically it. The other things, mutant cats, I don't know. I like the lol cats. But, yeah. And robots, yeah, I like the robots. I like MK2 robot. And I'm also... I'm part of Team Pro. I think they're nice. Also, I like, yeah, basically that's it.
Okay.
Robots, robots down with heels. Good.
Thank you, Senator Babe. And let's see. Yeah, I think there are certainly a lot of fans of the MK2 robot. I suspect he would have a very successful Senate campaign were he ever to run.
Yeah, I would like to run a campaign.
So last but not least, I think we'll turn things over to one of our great Yarmouth players, the people who brought SF0 to the UK and made it their own. GY0 Ben, where do you stand on the important issues?
Your father was a woman! You're all indivisible! Yes! I'm not the Messiah! You're a loony. Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest.
Good idea, O Lord. God is a good idea.
None shall pass.
What a strange person.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Your mother was a hamster and your father mate of Enderbury.
No, that's the way you are with nasty big pointy teeth.
We have a knife. Who say? He!
Oh Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thy enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy.
Okay, well, thank you, GY0 Ben. I appreciate having you here. It was nice of you to pop in. So I know I advertised that we would have rebuttals. I worry a little bit that this may end up taking a very long time. Does anyone have any thoughts off the record about whether or not we ought to go ahead with rebuttals?
I have rebuttals, so...
Okay, I guess why don't we go ahead and just, if you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep, but no reason to make one up unless something particularly strikes you. I guess we'll go ahead and go down the list, 30 seconds max, starting with Lincoln.
I think I've been changed my mind. I'm okay with robots. Well, I've always been okay with robots. Mark II is a friend of mine. Sentience, that was brought up. I'm okay if they're sentient, with them ruling the world. I don't like the word taking over. It implies hostility. So I'm not in favor of robots taking over the world. But a love campaign for robots, hug a robot, I'm for that. And since two new things were brought up, cats, I'm in favor of cats, and I'm in favor of all animals, except for velociraptors. They frighten me. They're the only things that have ever frightened me. That's so weird. We're not going to talk about them. And pajamas. I'm anti-pajamas. Thank you, babe, for picking that up.
Okay. And I expect your pajama stance is probably just an extension of your stance toward all clothing and shoes and such. Low-tech, do you have any rebuttal?
I realized I didn't touch on the robot issue. I support robots. I think I might try to take over San Francisco with a robot soon. You'll see it soon, the upcoming the toy hacking task. Okay. I think I might release a killbot into the city.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. Spider, any rebuttal?
No rebuttal. I'd just like to say that I certainly support Kitten. That I particularly like support for the diversity that's involved in both hills and non-hills. Yeah.
Okay. Pixie, anything you'd like to say?
Just that I'm going to hug the killbot, and then it will learn to love, and it will not take over San Francisco anymore. It will just skip with me on the beach.
Wow, that would make some interesting praxis. Dark Aardvark?
I wanted to respond to Pixie briefly, who mentioned that broccoli is delicious when covered in copious amounts of salad dressing. And while I will admit that this is true, it is precisely broccoli's tendency to soak up the salad dressing that makes it such a threat to our nation's salad reserves.
Okay, Babe, anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm actually good.
Okay,
the fact that it sucks up the sauce, I find that quite good.
Okay, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree for this debate.
Yeah.
GY0 Ben, any last words?
I don't agree to that.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree about whether or not we should agree to disagree.
But Lotek, when you say that at least they look pretty, broccoli, it's like cute little trees.
Romanesco broccoli looks very pretty.
Okay, finding common ground in SF-Zero. GY-Zero Ben, any last words?
One time I asked to use the restroom.
Okay, that's good to know.
It smelled so bad. There was dirt and feces thrown all over the walls. And the pain all the time.
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy
grammy. Ben, I think we're kind of getting off topic here, but we appreciate your input. I think I'll assume that was a direct response to Low Tech.